It's the Moneyline Show. If you have a question concerning your money, retirement, or estate planning, or if you're simply looking for some direction in investment education, stay tuned. You'll find the Moneyline Show most informative and helpful. Now, here's your host for the Moneyline Show, George Dukovich.
Good morning, and welcome to another edition of the Moneyline Show. Actually, the last edition of 2019. Wow, how about that? Good morning, and welcome to our program. This is the Moneyline Financial Show. My name is George Dukovich. And we are here on Saturday mornings at 7:30 to 8, talk about basic investment and financial planning questions. We were off last week for the Christmas. Actually, Christmas season is still going. Don't forget, you got Orthodox Christmas coming up on the 7th. A lot more food and a lot more cakes and cookies heading your way. So welcome to our program, and Merry Christmas to everybody, and Happy New Year to everybody out there. Can't believe the New Year is coming. 2020. Boy, that sounds futuristic, doesn't it? Hey, do you remember 1999? We were all going to melt down. All the computers were going to go to hell in a handbasket, and everything was going to shut off. Well, I guess it never happened, but they spent a lot of money trying to fix it. Well, here we are. Have the 20th anniversary party on New Year's Eve from your 1999 party. But we're here Saturdays to talk about basic investment and financial planning questions that are a concern to you. Our offices are located here on Liberty Avenue in the Strip District. We have a website, DukovichFinancial.com. And phone numbers you can use during the week if you need some help or some direction or maybe a second opinion on your financial or retirement plan, 412-281-3119. Hey, we'll take your calls for about an hour after today's program. We have a toll-free number also, 1-800-400-3119. You don't hear too many people talk about toll-free numbers anymore. I guess with your cell phone, everything's toll-free, right? Yeah, you don't pay for long distance. Interesting how that's fading into the sunset. You can hear podcasts of our show at wish.com, WSHH.com. And this is Wish 99.7 FM here in Pittsburgh. Sundays you can hear tape replay of our program at 6:30 in the morning. That's for all you early risers, 6:30 a.m. But like I said, if you have a question, need some help, some direction, we'll be around for about an hour after the program up till about 9. But you could call during the week. Couple things I want to talk about, the Secure Act package, I call it there's a lot of things that came about in this new Secure Act. A lot of those had to deal with the stretch IRA. It's a planning technique we've been using for a number of years that actually helped your beneficiaries on your retirement plan. So some adjustments to that, not as lucrative as it used to be. Some other big things, you know how we talk about required distributions, and by the way, if you're 70 and a half this year, don't forget to get your money out, but guess what's going to happen? It's going to push you back to 872. Hey, you get a year and a half bonus time. How about that, to push it back? Tough part is with with people and their money and their distributions, a lot of times, mostly in middle America, most of the money's in a retirement-type plan, and a lot of it's tax-deferred. And it's top-heavy. Like, you'll see more money in retirement plans than you'll see money in just, I'll call it, plain after-tax investments. So whether people are 70 and a half, 72, whatever the new rules are, a lot of times they just don't have a lot in the tax-free side. They have to take it from the taxable side. So we're going to try to pass along some tidbits on the Secure Act. Don't forget, if you still want to give some money, you can give like a billionaire. You can still do it. You can still give away money. You have up until New Year's Eve at midnight to give away some money. But, of course, what do you think's happening right now? It's busy, right? Everybody's figuring out how to write checks. Or I can see people going through their closet. I don't need this, don't need that. Going through the garage. Who wants this? Who wants that? It's going to be very difficult for someone to show up at your home now and take your stuff. So my advice is you probably got to put this stuff in a car and take it to the charity because they're just going to be overwhelmed. So you'll be lucky if somebody can show up at this time. Just think about it. They're busy. Coming next week too, Monday, Tuesday, right? Tuesday's New Year's Eve. Wednesday's New Year's Day. You have some tax planning to deal with. So we'll talk about that a little bit after we come back from the break. Like I said, we're going to talk a little bit about some giving. Talk a little bit about some year-end tax moves that are only good for a couple of days. And we'll talk about this new package that they passed. We'll see what else is in there. Of course, everyone's still waiting for the small print. It's always the small print that gets you. They have the headlines like, we're going to save you. Then there's the small print, and it's like, boy, I don't know if they're saving us, but we'll try to dig into it. So stay tuned. You're listening to The Moneyline Show. My name's George Stukovich. We're going to take a short commercial break and be right back.
To call in with your money questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. The Moneyline will return right after this short commercial break.
Facing the future alone after the death of a spouse is one of life's most overwhelming experiences. And if your spouse handled all the financial affairs, the prospect of having to manage them yourself can make you feel like you're in a maze of confusion. That's where the professionals of Dukovich Financial Services can help. With down-to-earth advice from a financial planning firm that's concerned about you and your financial well-being, personalized one-on-one service tailored to meet your specific needs and concerns, so you don't have to go it alone. Call Dukovich Financial Services today at 412-281-3119. Put your mind to ease. 412-281-3119.
Your business is growing. Your needs are changing. Raymond James Financial Advisor George Dukovich is committed to helping you design a financial plan for your life as well as the life of your business. As a business owner, you may be looking to expand, transfer the business to a family member, establish a 401k, or invest in Key Man Insurance. Whatever your needs, they can help. To learn more about their business services, call George Dukovich at 412-281-3119. Located in Pittsburgh in the Strip District. Raymond James Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC.
To call in with your specific questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. And now, back to the Moneyline Show with George Dukovich.
All right, welcome back to the Moneyline Show. This is George Dukovich. Phone numbers here, 412-281-3119. We'll be here till about 9. During the program, just leave name and number. We'll call you back right after the show up until about 9. So we're here down here at the year end. Okay, it's Saturday, you have Monday and Tuesday business days, Wednesday's closed. Wednesday's a new date for taxes. I mean, it's more or less what we're talking about, new date for taxes and transactions. So if you take a look at your regular investments, IRAs don't count, and I'll tell you why in a moment. So let's say you have some regular investments and you're worried about capital gains, capital losses. Now, some of you in that 12% tax bracket, you have one of the biggest tax breaks you might not even know about. You don't pay anything on capital gains and qualified dividends. I'm talking zero, zip. You don't get any lower than that. So a lot of you have the advantage looking at your taxes, look at your tax bracket. If you're in that 12% number or less, you might be able to make some transactions and not pay Uncle Sam a dime. So you better plan because you have Monday, Tuesday. That's all I can tell you. Markets open till 4 o'clock on Tuesday, so don't wait until the last possible moment. But that's what's going on. So you have a big advantage there. So if you need to make an adjustment in your portfolio, maybe you want to take some gains because you have some losses to offset it. Maybe you have some losses and, you know, you're looking to take some gains. You can use one to offset the other so you don't pay any taxes in that bracket. Now, you don't get the same kind of breaks with the state income tax as you do the feds. But the feds are charging you 3-4 times as much. So that's why you want to look at that. So if you have some capital gains, you need to take some losses. You've got to look at the portfolio, look at your stocks, bonds, mutual funds, whatever you have. See what you can do to offset one versus the other. Now, you have to put the trade in, the sale, in by 4 o'clock on Tuesday. It doesn't have to settle. It takes a day or two to settle, but as long as the trade is in, the transaction is in, you get to do it. That's what happens. Now, let's talk about giving money, right? You want to give away money. You can write checks. You'll get that check postmarked, get it in the mail, take it to the charity, hand it to, you know, whoever's in charge of checks, give them the check. Now you want to donate stuff, right? It's Saturday, and you got Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. You have all this stuff. Make a nice list of all your stuff. Keep a record of what you're giving away. You know, 32 golf shirts, 10 bowling balls, refrigerator, whatever. Make a list, you know, the make and model, what kind of condition it's in, and make a list of all that stuff because you have to kind of get a value for it. And the IRS has some values on their website if you do the or use the, you know, tax software. A lot of tax software kind of has some idea on what kind of value to put on this stuff. So a lot of the work's done for you. But guess what? You got to get moving because the clock is ticking and it's not going to stop for anyone. So you can do all this giving. Maybe you want to give money, but you don't know who you want to give it to yet, which charity. So set up a donor-advised fund. Like, let's say that you want to be able to, you know, get a decent write-off because the itemized deductions are higher now, and you have a lot of phase-outs on some of the itemized deductions. Now, let's say you're normally giving, oh, $2,000 a year to charities, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. It's not uncommon. I see quite a bit. Well, you can set up one of these donor-advised funds. Again, you don't have a whole lot of time. You got to speed this up. So you put a big check. Let's say you put a big check for $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 into this fund. Guess what? You get the deduction. And then every year you can decide who do you give it to. Because let's face it, sometimes charities go out of business, right? Sometimes they fade out. So every year you can decide who's getting some money. You already get the tax deduction. And if you can't use the whole tax deduction this year, some of it will carry forward. And then you can make your donations every year. So every year you can decide, okay, who do I want to give money to this year? Takes a lot of the guesswork out of it. A lot of people are starting to do that because some of their charities have gone away, or maybe their charities are doing something they don't agree with. And, you know, they change their mind. They want to give it to somebody else. So you have all that to take advantage of, so you don't have a whole lot of time to get all this done. Now, in the next couple of days, too, we'll talk to some of you in that even after the year is over, there's still ways to get some deductions on your tax return. It's not going to be the charitable giving. That's done 12/31 at the stroke of midnight. Done. But there's still some retirement plan contribution options that some of you can take advantage of, especially all you self-employed individuals out there. There's some plans that you can put some money in and write it off. A lot of you people don't have any type of retirement plan. We have the IRA-type accounts. You can put money in it and get yourself a nice deduction. So we'll talk about those in the next couple of weeks. And then, of course, some of you that are into a plan that's ongoing, well, the numbers change every year. So next week we'll talk about the new numbers for 2020 and how much you can put in these various accounts so that you can jump right out of the gate January and tell your employer or human resource people or payroll people what to have taken out of your pay so you can save it. New numbers. The only thing I would say to a lot of people out there, if you think about it, and I'm seeing more and more young people kind of get in tune with it. I say more and more, a handful. think about, and a lot of you that are over 50, let's go over 50. Let's get a big group instead of over 60. Try to put some money in some type of Roth account. If you have some regular cash laying around or regular investments, and you qualify, you got to do the whole qualification thing. And if you qualify, put some of that money into the Roth account. You don't get the write-off, but guess what? You've just taken money that was taxable forever and made it tax-free forever. Think about it. It could be the same investment in the taxable account. You could have the same investment in the Roth account. Never pay tax federal. Never pay federal tax on it again or whatever it makes. Okay, so think about that. Think about that going into the new year, because in the Roth contribution or IRA contribution business, you can make deductions and contributions in 2020 for this year, for 2019. So think about that. Okay, we have to take a break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Moneyline Show. My name is George Dukovich. We're going to take a short break and be right back.
To call in with your money questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. The Moneyline will return right after this short commercial break.
Your business is growing. Your needs are changing. Raymond James Financial Advisor George Dukovich is committed to helping you design a financial plan for your life as well as the life of your business. As a business owner, you may be looking to expand, transfer the business to a family member, establish a 401k, or invest in Key Man Insurance. Whatever your needs, they can help. To learn more about their business services, call George Dukovich at 412-281-3119. Located in Pittsburgh in the Strip District. Raymond James Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Are you looking for an easy way to pass your investment assets to your heirs without going through the probate process and without giving up ownership control? Then consider the TOD account as part of your overall estate plan. With this special service, the investment assets held in the TOD brokerage account avoid the probate process, can be quickly transferred to the beneficiaries of your choice, and the assets receive the step-up of cost basis when passed to your heirs. For more information and a free brochure on the TOD account, contact the professionals at Dukovich & Associates, 412-281-3119.
To call in with your specific questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. And now, back to the Moneyline Show with George Dukovich.
Welcome back to the Moneyline Show. This is George Dukovich. And a reminder to our listeners, today's program, it's over at 8. We'll take phone calls off the air until 9. If you call during the program, just leave a message. We'll call you back. Sundays, 6:30 to 7. And if you need help during the week, it's the very same phone number, business hours, pretty much 8 till 5. So call during the week. So anyways, we're talking about this Roth idea. Great idea. If you don't have a Roth, start thinking about it. Start thinking about ways to put some money in there, especially if you're getting close to retirement. It's nice to have some tax-free money because, you know, the new rules, you got to take money out of these distributions. And a lot of people's money, as I said, is it's kind of like top-heavy. There's more money in the retirement type than there is in the tax-free or after-tax type. So that's why you want to think about it. Try to balancing it out. You know, you hear about your portfolio, you want to balance it out. Well, you want to have a balance in how you're taxed. You want to have tax diversification instead of being taxed all of one way. And there's four different ways you're taxed when it comes to investments, if you think about it. Pay tax now, qualified tax deferred, non-qualified tax deferred, and tax-free. There you go. So think about that. You want to try to possibly have a little bit in each to help you out with your taxes. But anyways, we got the new bill, the new spending package. Of course, there's always seems to be a lot of spending. And you got a lot of retirement plan changes. The $1.4 trillion spending package enacted on December 20th, just last week, including the, I love this, Setting Every Community Up for Retirement Enhancement. There's some marketing for you. It's called the Secure Act. Okay, so anyways, the Secure Act had, you know, it overwhelmingly passed the House of Reps in the spring of this year and then died a little bit in the Senate. Now, the Secure Act represents one of the most sweeping set of changes to all these retirement laws and things you have to follow in more than a decade. Now, many of the provisions offer enhanced opportunities for individuals and small business owners. There's one notable drawback for investors with significant assets in traditional IRAs and retirement plans. And I'm here to tell you, from who I deal with in Western Pennsylvania, that's a lot of you, because a lot of you have the biggest chunk of your money in these types of retirement plans. Now, these individuals, all of you, will likely want to revisit your estate plan strategy. Basically, you want to try to help prevent your heirs from potentially facing unexpectedly high tax bills. So what does this mean in a nutshell? Now, keep in mind, when does all of this take place? Well, January 1st, 2020. Is that 5 days from now, right? At 12:01 a.m., that's when it takes place. Something like that, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days. So, January 1st, this is taking place. The biggest thing out of the box that you might not be aware of, it's called the elimination of the stretch IRA. Now, the stretch IRA, what does that mean? That means if you have a lot of money in your retirement account and you don't spend it all, you pass it on to someone else, or you have the option to pass it on to someone else. So let's say it's not a spouse. Like, let's say you're the second spouse remaining and you're passing it on to your children. Well, your children right now have something called the stretch IRA. You can only hope they stretch it out. I'm here to tell you, a lot of them stretch it out for all of 5-10 minutes, and then it's spent. So, but what they have the advantage of doing, if you think about it, let's say you are lucky enough to leave your children, or let's say you have one child, you left that child $500,000 in an IRA. Well, that child, even though that child is, say, 60, that child could take out only the required minimum distribution based on their age, let the 500 in there, and 30 years from now still be living off your retirement account when they're 90. Think about that. Well, that's going away. The stretch IRA is going away. So what they're doing now is they're looking at changing that down to 10 years. Liquidation of 10 years. I mean, at first, I heard numbers they were kicking around 4 or 5 years. I mean, that was some of the original rules were 5 years. I mean, that's a lot of money to come out in 5 years. And people are saying, well, why are they paying tax on it? Why are my kids paying tax on it? Because think about it. You never pay tax on it. It's been tax deferred. It come out of your pay or was given to you, and it made money, and it was never taxed. Do you think anybody's getting this money for tax-free or tax-free without paying any tax? The answer to that is no. All retirement plans, someone's going to pay the tax. So basically what happens, the new law requires any beneficiary who is more than 10 years younger than the account owner to liquidate the account within 10 years of the account owner's death, unless the beneficiary is a spouse, a disabled, or someone that has an illness, or a minor child. So keep that in mind. 10 years now you're pretty much looking at. Spouses, it doesn't matter. If one of you would pass away, you're married, let's say you have, each have retirement accounts, okay, and your retirement account's $500,000 like we're using, and you're leaving it to your spouse, you know, he has the $500,000, he takes it over, puts it in his name. Or, you know, if he passes away, wife takes it over, puts it in her name. And it's just like it's your own. But when the second person passes away, the clock starts to tick in, and it's a 10-year pay down. So there's going to be a lot more taxes, you know, paid in a shorter amount of time. But in reality, honestly, I'm hard-pressed to name a large percentage of people, no matter how much you lecture them, leave it alone. Just take the RMD. It'll grow for you. You'll have a retirement plan, an additional retirement plan. It's hard to explain to people to think like that. They don't want to think like it. Hey, I need a new boat. It's a new year. I want a new house. I want a beach house. I want this. I want that. Well, okay, if you cash all that money in, we're paying at least 30% in taxes, 35% in taxes. Oh, that's okay. Take the tax out. Send me the rest. Don't even think about it. It's amazing. So, well, anyway, that's why I'm saying, is it really going to hurt many people? I would say in the small accounts, probably not. Now, people that are financial planning savvy, talk to their family about financial planning, kids, try to, you know, get the kids on board to do all this. Yeah, they might have some issues in planning. And, you know, there are some things you can do, but it's going to take a little bit of work. Okay, stay tuned. We have to take a short commercial break. You're listening to The Moneyline Show. My name is George Dukovich. We're going to take a short break and be right back.
To call in with your money questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. The Moneyline will return right after this short commercial break.
Are you looking for an easy way to pass your investment assets to your heirs without going through the probate process and without giving up ownership control? Then consider the TOD account as part of your overall estate plan. With this special service, the investment assets held in the TOD brokerage account avoid the probate process, can be quickly transferred to the beneficiaries of your choice, and the assets receive the step-up of cost basis when passed to your heirs. For more information and a free brochure on the TOD account, contact the professionals at Dukovich & Associates, 412-281-3119.
Facing the future alone after the death of a spouse is one of life's most overwhelming experiences. And if your spouse handled all the financial affairs, the prospect of having to manage them yourself can make you feel like you're in a maze of confusion. That's where the professionals of Dukovich Financial Services can help. With down-to-earth advice from a financial planning firm that's concerned about you and your financial well-being, personalized one-on-one service tailored to meet your specific needs and concerns so you don't have to go it alone. Call Dukovich Financial Services today at 412-281-3119. Put your mind to ease. 412-281-3119.
To call in with your specific questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. And now, back to the Moneyline Show with George Dukovich.
Welcome back to the Moneyline Show. This is George Dukovich, and thanks for tuning in this year, 2019. Wow, I can't believe we're here at the end. 2020 coming up soon to a neighborhood near you, right? That's amazing how fast it went. Next show or two, we'll also, you know, pass along. There's a lot more items in this new SECURE Act, but the stretch IRA seemed to be the biggest one that might impact a lot of people. But there's part of it, too, that, you know, gets really complicated, especially if you have a trust account and you have IRAs where the beneficiary is a trust-type account. So that's very important. Now, they're saying that the shorter period might not apply to disabled or chronically ill individuals. Nobody's sure yet how that's going to play out. But what might have to happen is there might have to be some rework of your trust language in your document or your estate plan. So I think a lot of the tax and legal people are going to be, you know, digging into this more and more to see how it really works out. And that's why a lot of times you have to wait for the fine print to come out. But normally, if you're putting money in a trust, and sometimes you might see this for, you know, just children so they don't spend the money, might not work. Might be the 10 years only. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. So stay tuned. We'll pass that along as, you know, when we know more. On the plus side, is there anything on the plus side? Well, yeah, on the plus side. You know how we hear talk about these required minimum distributions? Well, people who choose to work beyond the traditional retirement age, I mean, in the old days, what, traditional retirement age was 65, right? But, you know, a lot of people were still working longer than that. A lot of people think, well, 70 is the new traditional retirement age. But people who choose to keep working beyond this traditional retirement age will be able to contribute to traditional IRAs beyond age 70 and a half. In the past, believe it or not, you're still working. Let's say you're 75 and still earning a paycheck. You couldn't put money in a traditional IRA. But now they're going to bring it back. I would say you might be better off with the Roth. Again, grow some money tax-free. Yeah, we'll see what happens. Another plus, retirees will no longer have to take required minimum distribution from traditional IRAs and retirement plans by April 1st, following the year in which they turn 70 and a half. The new law generally requires RMDs to begin by April 1st, following the year in which they turn 72. So we get an extra year and a half. Not bad, age 72. But again, no good for 19, no good for tax year 2019. This stuff takes place New Year's Eve at 12:01 a.m. in the morning. That's when it takes place. Now, there's a lot of new provisions, too, for saving in retirement plans. There's some benefits to the employers. There's some benefits to younger people or people that don't work a lot. Some benefits for small businesses trying to link all their retirement plans together, maybe get some cheaper operating costs in those plans. So we'll see how all that plays out, but we'll pass those tidbits along in the next couple of weeks here during the program as we try to focus in on retirement packages for employers and people still looking for a tax deduction, even though the next time I talk to you will be in 2020. How about that? That's, yes, a week from now. Well, thanks for tuning in this year, and thanks for tuning in to the Moneyline Show in the mornings. Don't forget, Merry Christmas to all the Orthodox people coming up. That was always a fun day growing up, Orthodox Christmas. And Happy New Year to everyone out there. Don't forget, you can check us out on the web at DukovicFinancial.com. Have a nice weekend. Take care. We'll talk to you next year on the Moneyline Show.
And that wraps up the Moneyline Show. Thanks for tuning in. And don't forget, if you have a question for one of the financial professionals at Dukovich & Associates, call their offices now at 412-281-3119 or toll free at 1-800-400-3119 on the web at DukovichFinancial.com, and one of their professionals will get right back to you. Your question may even be included on next week's edition of the Moneyline Show. Dukovich & Associates specializes in retirement, investment, and estate planning for individuals and business owners. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, member of FINRA and SIPC. Dukovich Financial. They help you with your most important decisions. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services.
Investment Advisors, Inc. Dukovich Financial Services, Inc. is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. The views expressed during the Moneyline Show are not necessarily those of Wish Radio staff or management. It's recommended that you consult with your financial or legal professional before making any financial transactions. The content discussed during the Moneyline Show is designed to help the general public increase their knowledge of financial planning subjects. The information discussed during the Moneyline Show is not intended as a solicitation or an offer to buy or sell any security referred to here in the program. You should discuss any tax or legal matters with the appropriate professional.